This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We're close to 2 weeks into the new fiscal year, and Michigan leaders are still looking at about $1 billion in line item vetoes and supplemental bills to get needed money to things ranging from county and city jails to charter schools to county-level health programs. Here to talk about that are our Friday political commentators. T.J. Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. Well, gentlemen, Republican legislative leaders and the Democratic governor are still talking and have plans to meet again. What's that tell you, TJ?
Well, I think that we're seeing a little progress. I mean, obviously, there were a lot of, I think, raw sort of feelings after the sort of the deadline went and the governor vetoed, you know, more than 130 times, the budget with line items that were important to Republicans. And I think understandably so. I think Republicans, Senator Shirky certainly had their nose out of joint a little bit in terms of the cuts that were made to programs that were important to them. But I do think that what the governor said was true, which was she wanted to come back to the table and to negotiate some of these things out together. And I think we're starting to see that happen. Again, these supplementals that Democrats are pushing here, you know, are designed to get people to the table. And I think that that's good for the process. What's going to happen in the long run, I think it remains to be seen.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that governor supplemental spending plan. Ken, I know every negotiation is different, but you've been in similar talks while Senate Majority Leader. What do negotiations like this look when you peek behind the curtains?
Well, I think this is the most dysfunctional budget process I've ever witnessed.
What do you really think?
Until they get it resolved, everybody loses in the short term. I think the governor and the legislature are and look dysfunctional on the one issue they need to resolve, which is the state budget that funds everything from schools to prisons to health care to college scholarships and everything in between. And more importantly, the people of Michigan lose. You know, kids can lose college scholarships. You know, we compromise public safety on county roads. Some small isolated school districts can't continue to operate until they get their funding. And so I think everybody loses in the short term until it's resolved. I do think long term, the legislature's power has been significantly diminished by her use of the ad board.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit. TJ, you mentioned that the governor put together a supplemental spending plan which restores funding to some programs. The Democrats are calling it a peace offering to try to kick off what I'll call budget talks part two. How's that going over the legislature, particularly the Republicans?
I think it's a bit hit and miss. I do think, as I said, Republicans really took umbrage with the governor's 147 different line items on programs that were important to them. So I think they've been reticent to come back to the table. But I do think that, you know, the governor was in a position where she needed to, you know, exert some influence on this process. She needed to grab some control on it. And she was willing to use the tools at her disposal to do so. But, you know, when you look at this and to Ken's point, this is kind of like the way this budget process has worked this year has kind of been like two planes that left from the same destination to go to the same destination, but they took completely different routes to get there. And each plane needed the other to land. And now they're in the process of sort of sorting out where did the passengers go and where does the luggage go and how did the cargo get from point A to point B. And I think I'm worried that this is going to become the norm in terms of negotiating this budget. And it doesn't instill a lot of confidence in Lansing. It doesn't instill a lot of confidence in leadership here. And I think it hurts everyone. And at the end of the day, when we look at these things, the governor has to explain her vetoes, and Republicans can take some pretty good pot shots at her in terms of the things that she decided to veto in terms of, you know, how in rural areas, how people, you know, with autism, veterans were negatively impacted by this budget. So unfortunately, there's more work to do in terms of getting us back to a space where these programs that are priorities for everyone are funded.
Can this supplemental spending plan by the governor make any impression on the Republicans in the legislature?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, there's a big lesson here. You know, you should never try to box in the other side to the point where they look weak and effective, because then they're going to lash back in some way. And in divided government, these things, particularly budgets, if they're not win-win, they will invariably be lose-lose. And that's where we're at right now. It's lose-lose. I'm going to take TJ's analogy about the two planes taking off. You know, I think they collided in midair and crashed and burned.
Okay.
And they got to get this resolved because, like I said, if it's not win-win, it's invariably lose-lose.
Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and Speaker Lee Chatfield, as well as other Republican legislators, were not thrilled with Governor Whitmer's use of the State Administrative Board to move funding around in the budget. They say the legislature should hold the powers of the purse. Otherwise, this puts the whole idea of the separation of powers between the executive and legislative branches off kilter. TJ, what do you think of that point?
Well, I think that's just hard cheese. You know, Governor Whitmer has tools at her disposal to be part of this process. And regardless of what GOP leaders believe in terms of them being the stewards of the state spending, all their bills, regardless if they're policy or budget related, need the governor's signature. And when you have this disparate process in which Republicans sort of stall and then they put their own budget on the table and jam her, you know, again, it's she won't react well to that. I don't think anyone would react well to that. And again, she has these tools at her disposal. The ad board was a tactic that has been, you know, weighed in on. It is legal for her to do. And certainly doesn't engender good feelings in this process. But she has to be able to demonstrate that she has as much or more control of this process than legislative Republicans do.
Ken, does this move by the governor to use the administrative board throw off the balance of power between these two branches of government?
Oh, I absolutely think it does. I think that's why I say long term, the legislature's power has been significantly diminished by her extensive use of the ad board. And I go back to the lesson here. When you try to jam the other side, as Republicans did, the other side's going to lash out. And in terms of what she did, the institution of the legislature and their power has been diminished dramatically as a result. And they've got to figure out a way to rebalance this, in my opinion.
Well, hopefully we can talk about better news next week. Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan Senate. TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm, and a former communications director for former Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Lester.
Thanks, Lester.